Is the government divided over a free trade deal between the EU and some South American countries? The programme for government promises to work with other countries to oppose the deal. There's an EU vote tomorrow. It's finally likely to be passed after 25 years because there isn't enough opposition anymore to stop it. The Taoiseach says progress has been made, but the Minister for Agriculture says he views it negatively. And as you heard in the bulletin, his junior minister, Michael Healy-Rae, agrees. Farming organisations remain opposed, saying that the deal will result in cheaper, inferior Brazilian beef flooding markets here. Micheál Lehane is our political correspondent. He's with us now. Morning, Micheál. How much trouble is the coalition in this morning?
Well, there are different views within the coalition, and there are some people who are remaining reticent ahead of another meeting of the government leaders. That is the Taoiseach Tánaiste and Sean Canney representing the independents. That's expected to take place at lunchtime, and you could have a decision perhaps around then. Not clear yet whether an incorporeal cabinet meeting, that is a ring around of cabinet ministers, will be necessary for this decision. But if you do look to the independents in particular, there appears to be a problem. Now, what we do know is that some haven't said a lot publicly, but one has, and that is Michael Healy-Rae, the junior minister for agriculture, who has gone a fair way and a fair distance in marching up the hill at this point. His view is absolute, it seems, that there is that programme for government commitment, which you reference, and anything that deviates from that appears to be a red line issue for him.
So what have rural independent TDs, and especially their five ministers of state, said?
Well, there was a private meeting yesterday ahead of Sean Canney meeting with the other government leaders, and there was a lot of tension at that and a lot of firm views, not expressed by all, but expressed by several. Also, Marion Harkin and Michael Healy-Rae, as well as Michael Lowry, taking a fairly entrenched position on it. So there is a difficulty there. At the same time, there are other figures in government who point to the fact that what happens on Friday, the ship has effectively sailed on it. It would be a symbolic opposition, and that there are other economic gains to be made from this agreement, and Ireland would be like to be seen to be on the right side of it. So it's that has to be reconciled. I think if you are looking to the specific point of tension, to the point where someone could actually jump or walk from government, it does seem that that would be more focused on the Healy-Rae's at the moment. And of course, it wouldn't be just Michael. There would also be Danny Healy-Rae. I suppose that does raise the possibility this morning of that government majority, which is a comfortable one at the moment, being shaved somewhat. But officially, all Michael Healy-Rae will say at the moment is that negotiations remain at a sensitive stage.
If, as you said, if the vote is likely to be passed this week, if Italy has given up its opposition, what difference would a vote by Ireland against the deal, if only to maintain the support of rural independence backbenchers, what would that make?
Yeah, it wouldn't make any difference overall, and there are views in government that the focus should be on the next thing, like the new CAP programme and making progress there. Also, it's being pointed out that there was something of a diplomatic victory with the nitrates derogation being extended for another 3 years, and that Ireland has a degree of gratitude to express for that. Now, there are firm views among those who take a different stance on that, saying that these are very separate things. I suppose the biggest consideration domestically are the huge opposition from farmers that will be expressed in Athlone in a major planned protest on Saturday. But when it comes to the overall shape of Mercosur, it won't make a difference at all. It will be largely symbolic. And there are several people and several ministers who say that gains can be made in other parts of agriculture, whether that's grain and whether that is dairy, something that the former European Agriculture Commissioner, Phil Hogan, has pointed out as well.
Separately, Micheál, and we'll be talking to Women's Aid later, they say they're going to leave the social media network X over their use of a tool which allows users to make images of women and children undressed. The Government Minister James Lawless has told the Irish Times that ministers should do the same. Will they?
I think Peter Burke's comments on this, the Enterprise Minister yesterday, were significant. He said if that were to happen, it's something that would have to be agreed by all ministers. It's certainly something that's beginning to come onto the agenda now. I think the first step, though, is trying to get representatives from X to speak and deal with the government on this issue, also as it asks the Attorney General to look at the current laws and see what can be done. But so far, unsurprisingly, perhaps there hasn't been any response. It does seem that will be the first step in this, to try and engage with X.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. We'll be talking to Women's Aid later in the programme. 17 minutes past seven now. Back to Mercosur before we go, and the EU vote tomorrow on the free trade deal between the EU and some of South America. Long opposed by the government and farmers here, but likely now to be passed in Brussels. We've been discussing which way Ireland will vote throughout the programme. Let's get an update now from our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. Any clearer now, Micheál?
Well, I think any inclination to vote yes is looking increasingly unlikely, given the sense of unease across the government backbenches and also among independents. There is regular contact between the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste taking place about this over the last number of hours. And it does seem, though, that if things were at a certain point yesterday looking that yes might be a possibility, that that is no longer a runner. But there will be an online meeting around lunchtime between the government leaders, and it could be soon after that when a final decision is reached. There's a sensitivity in government that it looks like the independents were the ones who flexed their muscles most on this. Some keen to point out that the unease runs across all backbenches and at ministerial level as well.
Is there a danger of losing political capital in Brussels, though?
Yes, I think there is. And of course, that is heightened by the fact that in the second half of the year, Ireland will hold the EU presidency. And definitely there were some people who thought it would be beneficial and not to burn that political capital, and that there are other benefits to this trade agreement. And typically, Ireland is on the side of trade agreements and has benefited from them. But it does look like domestic pressures may be the greatest force in finalising this decision later today.
Where is the Taoiseach, Micheál? Is he still in China?
Yes, so the meetings will take place online, so the Taoiseach is not back in Dublin yet. And I suppose that does make this a little bit problematic, but things are crystallising quite swiftly now.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. A minute and a half to nine.